The year was 1787. His fleet of 11 ships held over 1,000 convicts, plus sailors, naval officers, and a contingent of Marines. No glorious odyssey in search of freedom, this. At the end of January 1788, 8 months after setting sail from England, the fleet arrived in Botany Bay. His Mad Majesty George III had found a new dumping ground for his convicts, the colony of New South Wales. In 1801, when he was just 20 years of age, Roderick Armstrong was sentenced to transportation for the term of his natural life. Later generations of Armstrongs insisted he came of Somerset gentlefolk who had lost their fortune following the American Revolution, and that his crime was non-existent, but none of them had ever tried hard to trace their illustrious ancestors' background. They just basked in his reflected glory and improvised somewhat. Whatever his origins and status in English life, the young Roderick Armstrong was a Tartar. All through the unspeakable 8 months' voyage to New South Wales, he proved a stubborn, difficult prisoner, further endearing himself to his ship's officers by refusing to die. When he arrived in Sydney in 1803, his behavior worsened. So he was shipped to Norfolk Island and the prison for intractables. Nothing improved his conduct. They starved him. They immured him in a cell so small he could neither sit, stand, nor lie. They flogged him to jellied pulp. They chained him to a rock in the sea and let him half drown. And he laughed at them, a skinny collection of bones in filthy canvas, not a tooth in his mouth or an inch of his skin unscarred. Lit from within by a fire of bitterness and defiance nothing seemed to quench. At the beginning of each day he willed himself not to die, and at the end of each day he laughed in triumph to find himself still alive. In 1810 he was sent to Van Diemen's Land, put in a chain gang, and set to hew a road through the iron-hard sandstone country behind Hobart. At first opportunity, he had used his pick to hack a hole in the chest of the trooper commanding the expedition. He and 10 other convicts massacred 5 more troopers by shaving the flesh from their bones an inch at a time until they died screaming in agony. For they and their guards were beasts, elemental creatures whose emotions had atrophied to the subhuman.